Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Death of Expertise by Tom Nichols. This timely book explores the alarming trend of diminishing respect for knowledge and expertise in society. Nichols, an authority on foreign policy and international security, dissects how social media, false information, and political partisanship have fueled a disdain for expert opinion, eroding public discourse and democratic processes. The Death of Expertise reveals the dangers of a world where facts are interchangeable with opinions and where experts are often vilified. Nichols, a professor at both the U.S. Naval War College and Harvard Extension School, expertly discusses how this shift not only undermines societal progress, but also threatens to destabilize key institutions. This book is highly recommended for anyone troubled by the spread of misinformation, students of political science, and individuals seeking to understand the profound impacts of this societal shift away from knowledgeable discourse. Join us as we examine the implications of a society increasingly skeptical of facts and how this phenomenon is reshaping our world. The Death of Expertise, the Campaign Against Established Knowledge and Why It Matters. Introduction. Understanding the demise of expertise in our information-saturated world. Have you noticed the shift in how knowledge is perceived and valued today? The concept of fake news is just the tip of the iceberg in a sea where the currents of truth and misinformation swirl indistinguishably. Our trust in authoritative sources has weakened, creating an atmosphere where it's tough to discern what or whom to believe. This transformation didn't just burst onto the scene, it's been gradually building, influenced by numerous factors outside of political arenas. Take, for example, the educational sphere. The value of a college degree has been on a steady decline. This isn't solely about the rising costs of education, but also concerns the quality and impact of that education. Are students really obtaining the skills and knowledge promised, or has the bar been lowered to accommodate more graduates? Then, there's the role of celebrities and influencers who, despite lacking expertise in certain domains, have the platform to sway public opinion on everything from health remedies to environmental policies. It's a milieu where popularity often trumps precision, and charisma can outweigh careful analysis. In this narrative, we'll explore the decreasing weight of a college degree in the modern job market, the way digitalization, particularly the internet, has transformed media landscapes, often diluting the depth and veracity of the information presented, the concept of confirmation bias, our tendency to favor information that aligns with our pre-existing beliefs, and its significant role in shaping public discourse. By the end of this discussion, you'll have a clearer picture of how the appreciation for true expertise has dwindled and why it's crucial for us to navigate this era of information overload with a more critical eye. Part 1, Exploring the Deepening Rift Between Public Opinion and Expert Advice in the Digital Era. Disagreements regarding expertise are hardly a new phenomenon. In history, industries like tobacco and sugar have twisted facts to present their products as benign. However, the proliferation of such misleading information has intensified with the advent of the internet, making the real and the bogus ever more challenging to distinguish. Historically, the ability to question a government's stance has been a hallmark of a thriving democracy. Reflecting back to ancient Athens around the 5th century BC, debates were vibrant among citizens who keenly participated in discussions about societal and political issues. Even then, society was divided into intellectuals, who often viewed the masses as uninformed, and laypeople who harbored skepticism towards so-called experts. The arrival of the internet has dramatically escalated this divide. Today, anyone can find support for any claim, no matter how outlandish or unscientific, thanks to the infinite expanses of cyberspace. This accessibility has empowered people to an unprecedented degree, bolstering them to challenge established facts and, in certain cases, to undermine decades of scientific progress. Take the anti-vaccine movement as a prime example. Despite robust scientific consensus and vehement assurances from the medical community about the safety and necessity of vaccines, myths about their supposed dangers persist. Influenced by these misconceptions, some parents choose not to vaccinate their children, misled by fears of links to autism, a theory widely debunked by the scientific community but still popularized, in part due to its endorsement by celebrities like Jim Carrey. The core of this issue often lies in the argument that experts too can err. While this is undeniably true, the field of science strives towards ever greater accuracy, and seasoned experts typically offer far more reliable insights into their areas of specialization than laypersons or celebrities. This growing gulf between expert guidance and public sentiment, exacerbated by the egalitarian ethos of the internet, poses significant risks, not just to individual choices, but to the very fabric of public health and safety. Part 2: How our psychological traits sometimes lead us to embrace misinformation. In this digital age where everyone has access to an endless stream of information, it's become increasingly common for individuals to dive into debates on subjects ranging from pop culture to complex scientific theories, often without any formal background in the topics discussed. This democratization of information can lead to overconfidence, where a brief reading on a topic convinces someone of their expertise. Not surprisingly, this often results in online discussions that are less than enlightening. It's crucial to understand that this isn't just a layperson's problem, it's a human one. Experts and novices alike are susceptible to biases inherent to our thinking processes. For instance, consider the Dunning-Kruger effect, identified by psychologists David Dunning and Justin Kruger in 1999. This phenomenon illustrates how individuals with minimal knowledge or skill in a particular area tend to overestimate their own competence due to a lack of metacognition, the ability to evaluate one's own understanding or ability. This absence of self-awareness often fuels the conviction among many that they are well-informed, even when their arguments may be fundamentally flawed or misinformed. Another pervasive psychological trait is confirmation bias, which compels us to favor and seek out information that confirms our pre-existing beliefs. Take a hypothetical example where someone believes all left-handed people are nefarious. They might focus exclusively on any evidence that supports this bias, ignoring countless contrary examples. This bias isn't reserved just for the public at large. It can affect professionals, including doctors, who might become so anchored to a specific diagnosis that they overlook symptoms pointing to a different ailment. This is a reminder of how deep-seated and universal these cognitive biases are, impacting our ability to process information accurately and impartially. Part 3: The commercialization of higher education and its impact on graduate expertise. The landscape of higher education has undergone dramatic transformations over the last century, steering away from its original mission of fostering true expertise. The evolution of universities has been such that a diploma, once a symbol of specialized knowledge, now often merely inflates a graduate's confidence without the rigor once required to earn it. Prior to World War II, holding a college degree was synonymous with possessing a deep, well-rounded understanding of a particular field. However, the modern scenario reveals a starkly different story. Today, the pursuit of higher education is frequently perceived as a transactional relationship, mirroring a customer service provider dynamic rather than an intellectual journey. This shift can be traced back to a trend where institutions began to prioritize graduation rates as a metric of success, inadvertently easing academic rigor to justify soaring tuition fees. This problematic trend was highlighted in a comprehensive study conducted by two professors who surveyed 200 US colleges and universities up to the year 2009. Their findings were telling. The most common grade awarded was an A, and a staggering 80% of all grades distributed were above a B-. At prestigious schools like Yale, close to 60% of grades fell into the A- or A categories. This grade inflation is reflective of a broader issue, where education is seen more as a product for consumption rather than a challenging process that cultivates genuine expertise. Universities, in competing for the attention and wallets of young adults, have shifted their focus from academic excellence to the provision of amenities, luxurious dorm rooms, gourmet dining options on campus, and an array of extracurricular experiences often overshadow the educational content itself. Moreover, the relationship between faculty and students has transformed significantly. Students, treated as customers, often perceive their relationship with professors as transactional, service providers who are subject to their evaluations and critiques, akin to reviewing a product or service. This dynamic fosters an environment where students are coddled rather than intellectually challenged, leading to a sense of entitlement and a dilution of the respect traditionally accorded to academic expertise. Thus, the commercialization of higher education has cultivated a generation of graduates who, while perhaps more confident, may not possess the depth of knowledge or critical thinking skills that were once the hallmark of a university education. Part 4. Navigating the maze of misinformation in the digital age. The internet, with its vast openness and minimal regulation, brings numerous advantages, but accuracy in information isn't one of its guarantees. While it serves as an invaluable resource for researchers and journalists, it can just as easily mislead the unwary who don't possess the skills to verify the facts they encounter online. The lack of rigorous checks and balances online has allowed the proliferation of inaccurate or entirely fabricated news. Discerning the truth requires a critical eye and the ability to separate credible journalism from sensational falsehoods. A striking example of how easily misinformation can spread occurred in 2015 when Alan West published an article on a conservative news platform claiming that U.S. troops were being forced to adopt Muslim prayer practices during Ramadan. Accompanied by a misleading photo and designed to provoke outrage, the story was completely untrue. Yet it spread rapidly across social media and other outlets, illustrating how sensational content can overshadow the truth. Those who are versed in research methodologies and source verification have the tools needed to navigate this complex web. However, most internet users are not trained to identify deceptive content, making it easy for them to fall prey to misinformation. Adding to this challenge is the phenomenon of confirmation bias, where individuals seek out information that confirms their pre-existing beliefs rather than objective facts. This bias turns the internet into a reinforcing loop of misinformation for many, where they selectively engage with content that supports their views, disregarding any conflicting evidence, no matter how factual. The situation is exacerbated when false stories proliferate to the extent that they themselves become cited sources, further entrenching misinformation. This is particularly evident in the ongoing discourse around vaccines, where anti-vaccine propaganda is often supported by referencing other baseless articles rather than grounded scientific research. In this digital era, the onus is on individuals to cultivate a vigilant and questioning approach to the information they consume online. Without a committed effort to critically assess and verify sources, the internet's maze of misinformation will continue to ensnare the unsuspecting reader. Part 5. The illusion of being well-informed, a critique of modern journalism. It's increasingly common to feel underwhelmed by the depth of news articles in today's media landscape. With the advent of the internet, while the sheer volume of available information has expanded, the genuine quality of that content has often diminished. In the era before digital media dominance, being a journalist involved not only ample experience but adherence to rigorous standards of accuracy and ethics. However, the internet has democratized news dissemination, enabling virtually anyone with a computer to set up a news platform. This shift, beginning around the turn of the century, has led to an exponential increase in the number of online news sources. This influx of outlets has triggered a surge in demand for continuous content production. Interestingly, prior experience in journalism isn't necessarily a prerequisite anymore, contributing to a noticeable decline in the overall quality of news reporting. As more inexperienced writers enter the field, the integrity and depth of journalism have suffered. Furthermore, the pressure to constantly produce content has also seen a rise in inaccurately reported stories. A telling example was when Time magazine mistakenly listed Evelyn Waugh, a male writer, as one of the 100 greatest female writers. This blunder underscores a broader trend where swift publication and viral potential trump the meticulous fact-checking that once underpinned reputable journalism. Today's news sites are primarily driven by what garners clicks and shares, orienting their content toward what readers will find amusing or reaffirming, rather than necessarily informative or accurate. The consequence is a media environment rich in entertainment value but often poor in substantial, fact-based reporting. This approach caters more to audience preferences for engaging content, like sensational entertainment news or echo chamber opinions, over nuanced or challenging information. Moreover, the encouragement of social media interaction has further muddied the waters. News platforms incentivize readers to share and comment on articles, subsequently empowering individuals to dissect complex issues publicly without the requisite knowledge or expertise. Consequently, many news consumers are left with the false impression of being well-informed, while in reality, they are often merely entertained or comforted by stories that avoid confronting harsher truths. This transformation in journalism not only shifts the focus from enlightenment to entertainment, but also diminishes the public's capacity to engage critically with significant societal issues. Part 6. The fallibility of experts, understanding their limitations. Experts, like all humans, are not immune to errors, and their missteps can sometimes have far-reaching consequences. Recognizing that experts can be wrong is essential for maintaining a balanced perspective on knowledge and authority. A vivid example of an expert's error stepping outside their sphere of expertise involves Linus Pauling, a 2-time Nobel Prize-winning chemist who in the 1970s championed vitamin C as a cure-all for numerous ailments, including cancer and leprosy. Despite his scientific prowess in chemistry, Pauling's medical claims lacked the backing of empirical research and were largely dismissed by the medical community. In time, it became evident that excessive vitamin intake could indeed be harmful, proving that even the most knowledgeable individuals are susceptible to errors when venturing beyond their areas of expertise. Experts also face challenges when tasked with predictions. Normally, scientists are adept at explaining phenomena that have already occurred. However, the media and public often demand forecasts about future events, from election outcomes to economic trends. Such predictions are fraught with uncertainties, and even well-grounded experts can face significant setbacks in accuracy. The 2016 U.S. presidential election serves as a prime example, where numerous political experts and polls incorrectly forecasted a victory for Hillary Clinton, only to be proven wrong when Donald Trump won. Similarly, the unforeseen outcome of the United Kingdom's Brexit referendum further exemplifies the limitations of expert predictions. These instances reveal that experts are prone to the same human fallibilities as everyone else. Rather than responding with cynicism or dismissal when experts err, it's more constructive to engage with them to understand the reasons behind their mistakes. This approach not only preserves the integrity of expert-layperson relationships, but also enhances collective understanding and preparation for future challenges. Embracing the fallibility of experts without undermining their overall contributions encourages a healthier dialogue and a more informed public discourse, allowing us to better navigate the complex landscape of modern knowledge and decision-making. Final summary. The present era is rife with misinformation, lies, and a general distrust in established expertise, a phenomenon fueled by various catalysts. Central to these issues is the transformation brought about by the internet and modern media landscapes, which have significantly altered our interactions with experts across numerous fields, from medicine to academia. Moreover, the structure and perception of higher education have shifted in ways that potentially undermine, rather than enrich, public discourse. Rather than acting as bastions of critical thinking and deep expertise, universities increasingly resemble businesses, prioritizing customer satisfaction over rigorous academic challenge. To navigate this complex environment, it is crucial to recognize and understand the cognitive biases that affect us all, experts and laypeople alike. These biases can skew our interpretations and decisions, leading to errors in judgment and the perpetuation of falsehoods. Moving forward, the path to reclaiming a more accurate and productive discourse lies in acknowledging these challenges and striving for a collaborative approach to knowledge. By working together to learn from past mistakes and holding open, informed dialogues, we can begin to restore trust in experts and the invaluable insights they offer. This collective effort is essential for overcoming the pervasive challenges of misinformation and for fostering a more enlightened societal framework. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.